He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday, in case you forget. It's the Tuesday edition of the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And we are seeing right now a new all-time high in the NASDAQ as it approaches 14. Wait a minute. We have breaking news. We're above 14,000 on the NASDAQ. Wow. 14,008. NASDAQ up 21 points. You heard it first here right on the Best Stocks Now show. S&P 500 is down 6. 3909. Trying for the peak of 4,000. The Dow is down 94 today at 31,291. The Russell 2K small caps up a fifth of a percent right now. Crude oil down 15 cents. Crude oil is down 15 cents to $57.82 as it continues to try to make its way to $60 per barrel. Gold going nowhere, up $7.30, $1,841. It's been mired in that area for quite some time. That inflation trade seems to be going into other asset classes right now. Silver up, actually down 13 cents to $27.45. The 10-year is backing off a little bit today. It's down to 1.14, but that's one of the highest reads we've had in quite some time. The big news again today, Bitcoin. How many Bitcoins does it take to buy a Tesla? Well, Bitcoin is up $3,096 per coin. That's right, 46,457. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Boy, do we have a show for you today. I have been pouring over a lot of news here this morning. There was more than I could handle. There's a lot. Breaking news all over the place. A lot of new stocks coming to the fore. A lot of breakthroughs in this and breakthroughs in that and breakouts in over here. So we'll try to cover as much ground as we possibly can while we're together for this short time. On this Taco Tuesday morning, we had a pretty good day yesterday in the markets. The $1.9 trillion in stimulus appears to be on the way. We had the NASDAQ hit a new all-time high yesterday. And, of course, today we have finally broken through 14,000, another milestone for the markets. The NASDAQ at 14,017. Bitcoin really lit up the place yesterday with the news from Elon. Elon moves markets. Elon moves stocks. No questions about it. He's probably a bigger market mover and stock mover than Jerome Powell himself. When Elon talks, everyone listens. And that set off a firestorm in the Bitcoin sector yesterday. MicroStrategy, MARA patents, Riot Blockchain, Silvergate, well, the only Bitcoin bank out there. And, of course, the Bitcoin Trust, or ETF, GBTC. And some ancillary companies out there, collateral benefit from must move, NVIDIA, which makes graphic chips for Bitcoin miners, had a good day yesterday. AMD had a good day yesterday. The lithium stocks had a good day yesterday. And a lot of speculative stuff, once again. Small biotechs, a lot of action going on in $2 and $3 biotech stocks. Eh, you know what? That's got to be the Reddit gang out there doing that. There was a lot of action in natural gas stocks yesterday. Westport, clean energy. And, yeah, that was about where the action was centered. The 3D printers, that comes and goes. You know, they become meme stocks for a while. And then they're not meme stocks anymore. But right now they're meme stocks again. Also, a lot of action. In what sector? What sector ETF is up 85% so far? Listen, we're only 5 weeks into the new year. And this ETF is already up 85%. The symbol, POTX. Well, I'm sure you notice the string of letters there that spells pot with an X after it. The Global X Cannabis ETF is off to an incredible 2021 start so far this year. It has the highest returns of any exchange-traded fund in the last 1 month, period. It's up 85%. Year-to-date, POTS' top 10 holdings represent 76% of the ETF. Well, you're talking Tilray and Aurora Cannabis and Aphria and Canopy Growth, etc. They are surging ever since Joe Biden won the election back in November of last year. And that's not the only pot ETF. You've also got THCX. You've got the YOLO, Y-O-L-O, you only live once, you know. And then you had a big buyout for the cannabis biotech, GW Pharma, being bought out by Jazz Pharmaceutical for $7.2 billion. Super Bowl ratings. Well, they usually come out right after the Super Bowl on Monday. Well, you know what? So everybody thought there's something not good here. They're putting off the report on how many people watched it for a day. Super Bowl ratings dropped to a 13-year low. Well, it's not like you had, you know, two big cities involved there as far as the teams. I don't think it helps to have 50,000 cardboard fans there. They don't make any noise except if there's a good wind blowing. And, of course, you know, football has had its issues. The NFL, a lot of people disenchanted by what the NFL, you know, bringing politics into it and everything. You could argue back and forth and back and forth. But the bottom line is the ratings came in at a 13-year low. And the World Series, does anybody watch the World Series anymore? Now, I can remember when I was a little kid, we somehow found what TV, you know, they used to be on the weekdays. We'd be in school. We always wanted to know what was going on in the World Series, and now it just kind of skips by. No fans in the stands. Not the same. Bitcoin jumps over 47,000. That thing continues. There's just no holding that back. I've said before, I have a small position in my Roth IRA and my wife's Roth IRA in the ETF GBTC. GBTC, that's how you can get exposure to Bitcoin without forking out $46,000 to own a digital coin that's floating around in space somewhere digitally. You can't put it in your pocket. You can't flash it and say, look at this gold coin I have. Isn't it pretty? Oh, it's out there in space somewhere. Well, we've got the global markets pretty flat overnight. Not much happening there. Crypto-linked stocks continue to surge today. MARA, Riot, R-I-O-T, MicroStrategy, M-S-T-R. Then there's some others. Square has some Bitcoin exposure. PayPal has some Bitcoin exposure. And obviously Tesla now has some Bitcoin exposure. And out there on the edge of all of this, I said, NVIDIA. Chinese cryptocurrency miners are dealing with a shortage of NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 30 desktop graphics. Yeah, I was looking for one the other day in my drawer. I said, I need a GeForce RTX 30 desktop graphics card by NVIDIA. So I can start mining bitcoins here in my spare time. But there's a shortage. Anyways, it's helping NVIDIA. We own NVDA in our dividend and growth portfolio. Wait a minute, Gunderson. What do you mean? I can get a 5% dividend yield in IBM or AT&T. Why are you buying a stock with a paltry dividend yield like NVIDIA? Why? Because it's also growing. We like earnings growth along with our dividends. That makes for a potent combination. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson. You know that commercial about the potential for capital gains in the bond fund? I'm just looking at a portfolio that was started initially when we started the bond fund. Every bond, there's nine in that portfolio, has a nice capital gain. Most of them have a double-digit capital gain. Broadcom, for instance, since we bought that bond, the capital gain is at 19.7%. We've got another one up 16.7%, another one up 13.7%, 13.2%, 12.4%. You know, we developed an entirely different approach to a bond fund from the average bond fund. Number one, we hold the bonds to maturity. Unless we have a big gain in them, we have sold one or two for big profits. But we base the bond on they have to come from Best Stocks Now. Okay, we're the only ones that have a Best Stocks Now strategy and database of companies that meet that very strict criteria. And when we can match up a stock, Best Stock Now stock, that also offers the bond, we take a look at it. And sometimes we're not interested most of the time because it's 2% or 2.5% or some paltry return like that. But we have collected over the year, over the time, nine. We still own a lot of the original bonds that we bought that were not only connected to Best Stocks Now, but they have delivered. In fact, the average capital gain, I'm just looking at one of our original clients, in that fund is 11.3% on those nine bonds. So I had somebody the other day say, how do you make money in the bond market? Well, number one, you're getting a nice yield in the 3.5% to 4% area. You're not going to get that on a CD in the bank. Yes, there's a little more risk. But, you know, I mean, we're buying big companies like Broadcom, which is, $100 billion company, huge market cap company, and we're holding those bonds to maturity, which takes away that interest rate risk, and we're hoping that they'll get a credit upgrade somewhere along the way. And several of those, that's how you make money in bonds. The way you make capital gains in bonds, one, is if interest rates obviously go down, which they're still slowly rising right now, but not that much. So you can make money off moves in interest rates. But the bigger way is we try to buy Best Stocks Now bonds, which are a little bit under the radar. And then we hope for an upgrade in by the rating agency. So we're real proud of what we've accomplished with the bond fund. So if the market's a little scary for you, and it's going to get scarier at some point in time, we all know that. You know, I think the bond fund, individual bonds, for me, that is the best non-correlated asset to the stock market That's the conclusion that I came to, and it's paid off. I was exactly right on that. Okay, or you can go out and buy MOGO. MOGO is M-O-G-O. MOGO stocks jumps 25% due to exposure in Bitcoin. This Bitcoin mania continues. Somebody, in fact, tweeted a list yesterday of stocks that have exposure to Bitcoin. You got SI, Silvergate, MOGO, which I just mentioned, MicroStrategy, MSTR, PayPal has exposure to Bitcoin, Square, Tesla. Well, and there's quite a few others. There's Galaxy Digital, there's MARA, there's Riot, R-I-O-T. But I'd tread carefully down in that. That's the casino aisle of the market. Now, where can I get one of these? DoorDash is acquiring robotic startup Chowbotics. According to the Wall Street Journal, Chowbotics is a California-based company that uses advanced robotics to make the preparation of fresh, nutritious food easier. The company's signature robot, called Sally, can't, well, that's sexist. Men can cook too, you know, and we don't want to label women. It can be seen used to craft meals ranging from brisket bowls, poke bowls, salads, to yogurt bowls. Looking ahead, Sally could potentially be used in some restaurants or food kiosk. Well, I need one around here. I've always got to rustle something up for dinner here around here. But I like to cook. I do most of the cooking around here. And I do make fresh salads. In fact, I grow my own vegetables for the most part here. Even got my lettuce going. A lot of it going on indoors this time of year. Disney California Adventure Park to reopen for a limited time experience in mid-March. They'll let you drive by it, I think, you know, with a double mask on out there in California. Disney Resort President Ken Potrock announces the limited time ticket experience in a letter to employees. Well, I bring this up because there were also some big stocks that caught my eye yesterday, and one of them was Disney. It had a big breakout yesterday. I don't know if this was the news that drove it higher. There's also news, and I think this was a bigger factor for the stock jumping yesterday. Disney's going to move a lot of their operations out of California to Florida. The Disney has been at odds and war with California Governor Gavin Newsom about reopening the parks. You know, their parks all over the world are open to some extent, except in California. Well, Reddit. We've learned a lot about Reddit these days recently. We learned all about the Wall Street bettors, Wall Street Bets, WSB, which drove GameStop to dizzying heights of $483 per share. Well, Reddit's going to use this opportunity, all this publicity, to raise some money. It's a private company. I got to believe it will be a red-hot IPO if the Reddit boys are on board. They even did a Super Bowl ad, and that helped them raise another $250 million. They will go public, Reddit, at some point in time. This stock, this company was valued at $3 billion a year ago, and now based on this current round of funding, the valuation being put on Reddit is $6 billion. Hey, publicity never hurts, does it? Amazon plans a 13-inch wall-mounted Echo display. You ever feel like you're being spied on? You know, who knows? I have five displays on my desk right now that I'm watching. Are they watching me? They all have a camera in there. They could turn it on anytime, and people listening in, and, you know, a little scary these times that we live in. I think privacy is gone. When we come back, one of the most exciting topics of the day, what is going on with fertilizer prices? Well, I think fertilizer smells inflation. And I smell the fertilizer stocks. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson. Dow up 70, or down 79, 31,306. That's kind of where that sideways trend is in the Dow. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, blew through 14,000, just like, woo, bang, it was there, and then it just kept going. It's up 51 points now is the NASDAQ. 14,039. Do I see any speculation going on? Am I worried about what's going on? Yes. It's very reminiscent of the year 2000. Not quite as bad. I mean, that was ridiculous. This is just crazy right now in some areas of the market. Definitely I'm on a vigilant watch of what's taking place here in the market. But at the same time, I continue to find stocks with low PEG ratios. I feature them here daily with companies that have momentum and still make sense from a valuation point of view. But let me tell you, you got to really work right now to find such stocks. And hopefully we'll have one in the final segment of the show to feature once again today for you. Okay, commodity prices. I'm very bullish. I've seen this before. I've seen this play before. I mean, it's just starting to gain some steam. I'm seeing the grains. I'm seeing agricultural-related stocks. I'm seeing copper-related stocks, lithium-related stocks. You know, at the end of the day, you can't eat a Bitcoin. You can't eat a gold coin. And I think, for whatever reason, I'm seeing a lot of farm-related, a lot of agriculture, a lot of crop-related stuff going on right now, and I'm starting to pick away a little bit here and there. Of course, you've got the deers of the world, the caterpillars of the world. You've got the fertilizer stocks. They don't grow without nutrients. Intrepid Potash, they're hiking their price today. Stock is breaking out. Mosaic, others. This is an area to keep your eye on because there does seem to be some inflation, especially in the food. That's where I'm starting to see some inflation show up in the grains. And you have massive buying taking place by China. There's a lot of demand. They're buying up soybeans. They're buying up wheat. They're buying up corn like there's no tomorrow. Hopefully there will be a tomorrow. But I'm just saying there may be some money to be made in these areas of the market. Okay, here's some more speculation. Applied UV, A-U-V-I. This is one that, it's an interesting stock. Their shares up nearly 65%. Let me look and see where it is right now. AUVI. This company actually bought another. Oh, now it's up 254%. Okay, it became a meme stock since the market opened. They bought a company called Aeroside System, originally developed for NASA by the University of Wisconsin. It's a medical-grade airborne pathogen-killing technology that uses a patented combination of UVC and a proprietary titanium dioxide-based photocatalyst. In other words, if you just have a few of these misters in a room, whether it be a resort, a hotel, a hospital, a nursing home, food distribution, etc., it will kill the pathogens in the air. Well, just like that, it's a meme stock. You can look up the word meme. That's a new term that I had to learn. Me. That's kind of the tone of the world these days. Me. It's all about me. Applied UV, AUVI shares. They were up 65% in the pre-market. Now they're up 266%. Now this is the kind of stuff that's disturbing about today's market. Tesla sales in China account for more than a fifth of total revenue. So, you know what? You didn't realize that, I'll bet, that 20% of all Teslas sold are sold in China. That's a big market for a lot of car manufacturers, including Tesla. Okay, a couple of hot SPACs today. That's another new term that didn't exist a couple of years ago. I've seen a lot of changes in my career in this business. SPACs, S-P-A-C, Green Vision Acquisition, soars 14%. Well, let's see how it's doing today. GRNV. And by the way, when these things come along, I add them to the Best Stocks Now app.com. GRNV is up 5% today. They bought a company called Hellbiz. Well, that's my industry. It can be hell a lot, time to time. Some days are really hell. Other days are quite pleasant. What does Hellbiz do? Well, let's see. I'm not even sure. Some kind of pipe, it looks like. I know what it is. No, Hellbiz does micromobility solutions. Now, okay, that's a term. I had to look into it. What is micromobility? Well, it's EV scooters, anything electric that's small. Bicycles, scooters, skateboards, roller skates, you know, ice skates, everything. GRNV, keep your eye on that new SPAC. Outlook Therapeutics jumps 52% after a surge in insider purchases. Well, that's definitely reminiscent of the year 2000. I remember there were people just watching for insider purchases and sells. And they were buying on that news alone. Well, I don't think that's a good strategy myself. I think it's best to have a good valuation and strong momentum and performance and growth and lots of earnings. The more, the better. The faster they're growing, the better. Not just because an insider is buying. This is a $3.59 biotech stock. Again, this is the kind of stuff that's a little disturbing right now. I'll tell you the other one that's disturbing. And this is a new one that just started. Barry pointed out a stock to me the other day that was soaring in the after hours. Why? Because they had just done a capital raise of money. Well, normally that's a bad thing because you're diluting all of the existing shareholders. But if a company, here's what they're doing. If a company is on the ropes and running out of money and all of a sudden they do a capital raise, you got these speculators going in there and buying the company because all of a sudden it has new life. It's not going to go broke after all, at least not next week. Maybe next year, but not next week. So there's another one. They're buying capital raises, which is very unusual strategy there. I don't think that works out over the long haul. Tilray shares. They're flying today. That's probably the blue chip of cannabis stocks. Them and can't look at that thing up 30% today. That's disturbing. Tilray has never made a penny, but they get a distribution deal with Grow Pharma in the UK. And just because of that, the stock is up 30%, blasting off like a rocket ship. And I'm sure it's taking a lot of other. Let's check in on Canopy Growth, another one that's losing money like crazy. Yeah, Canopy's up 5%, hitting a new all-time high. I guess Canopy's the biggest one now. It's $17 billion. I'm still waiting for one of these companies to turn a profit. And when I talk about crops and fertilizer, and I'm talking about food that sustains life. I guess some people would say cannabis sustains life. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I've never even held a cannabis in my hand. That's the honest truth. Peloton raises Well, we got to buy Peloton. They're raising money. You know, from what I understand, they can't keep up with the demand for their bicycles. That's another hot stock. But having said that, You know where I go when I have a question about a stock? I go to the beststocksnowapp.com. Peloton is ranked number 1,892. Not good enough. I like the top 300 or 400 for new buys. Let's see. The Robinhood of China is Tiger, T-I-G-R. More disturbing action in small cap stocks. This one's up 8% today. Why? Because they raised $65 million through a private placement of convertible notes. That means they took on $65 million in debt that hopefully they'll be able to pay off with stock or some part of it thereof someday. This is not a reason to buy a stock. But FinTech, Tiger, T-I-G-R, being hailed as the Robin Hood of China, I'm not sure that's so good. Robinhood's got lawsuits one after another against them right now. But the Robinhood of China, a new high today, up 8.4%. Okay, when we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show.
You got to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, you know what? I say all the time that eventually stocks pay attention to value. Eventually they come back to what they're worth. GameStop was not worth $483 per share. That was just 2 weeks ago. Where's the stock today? $49 per share. It's still way overpriced. But if I were to give one bit of advice, it seems there's a lot of new people entering into the market through these portals like Robinhood and Reddit, etc. I would figure out some way. You know, I need to update my book. Back in 2013, I wrote a book about how I do valuations on stocks, and I gave a bunch of examples at that time of companies that met my valuation criteria. Those stocks exploded to the upside over the years. Knowing what a stock is worth is definitely the most important piece of knowledge you can know before you buy or sell a stock. I know it's probably the hardest one to figure out, but it's really not that hard. I have a pretty simple formula that I use, and I derive the ingredients of that formula from public available websites where that data is available. It's the formula and how I crunch it that makes the difference, but at least learn basic valuation of companies. You know, you're not going to go down and pay $1 billion for a donut shop in your community that does $3 million a year in sales, yet people are paying billions. They're putting $1 billion price tags on companies that have no sales whatsoever, just an idea. So I don't know. I think valuation is pretty important. I can't emphasize that enough. Now, having said that, we have a stock. This is not my featured stock of the day, but I'm going to use this as an example. I bought a stock back in November 19th of last year in the emerging growth portfolio, and now it's up 418%. It's a five bagger. It's now 13% of that portfolio. I publish this portfolio in my newsletter every week. It has 14 stocks in it right now. That portfolio, so far this year, you wouldn't even believe how much it's up so far this year. That's in the newsletter. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and get 2 free weeks of the Gunderson newsletter. Take a look at the emerging growth portfolio. The ultra growth portfolio is also doing very well so far. After a humongous year last year, really hoping to repeat that this year, and even more if we can. Well, I'm going to feature a company that is in the It's in the spotlight of J.P. Morgan right now. They found it. Twilio, T-W-L-O, upgraded at J.P. Morgan. Here's what caught my eye is they're taking their target price from $300 per share to $465 per share. Analyst Mark Murphy sees company-specific tailwinds propelling the business in 2021, including a strengthening enterprise presence with more CEOs looking to Twilio as a strategic partner for customer engagement rather than just a communications layer. Well, that's what I was thinking. Twilio's specific tailwinds include elevated enterprise presence, post-pandemic recovery in impacted sectors like travel and hospitality, increasing two-way messaging adoption, acquisition synergies, and early traction with newer products. Well, we've been in Twilio for a while. Twilio is a large cap. Twilio is a $61 billion market cap company based out of the San Francisco area. They provide a cloud-based platform that enables developers to build, scale, and operate real-time communications. Now, it's just barely profitable right now, but listen to their sales growth over the last four quarters. Q4 of last year, sales up 62%. Q1 of this year, sales up 57%. Q3 of this year, up 46%. And Q3 up 52%. We'll hear all about Q4 on February the 17th when they report earnings. Twilio, we found with our Best Stocks Now app. Of course, the cloud sector has been a red-hot sector in the market. Companies like ServiceNow, Salesforce, there's so many cloud stocks. In fact, there's a cloud ETF, Sky, S-K-Y-Y, that's been growing to the sky. It's an ETF we own. Twilio is currently ranked at number 142 out of 5,628. And if you go to beststocksnowapp.com and you're a subscriber to that database for $8.99 per month, you'll see our five-year valuation. How important is that? It's critical. Twilio is up 238% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 16.6. Is that enough alpha and performance and momentum? It has an A-plus momentum grade. And if you want to know more about the stock, go to Seeking Alpha and read our article that was published several weeks ago on Twilio, which will make our featured stock of the day, TWLO. Well, where are you going to go to find Best Stocks Now? The radio show, the app, Best Stocks Now app. We almost got it back on the Google Play Store. They're a nightmare to work with, Google. That's all I can say. But we have it done. It's just waiting for approval. And, of course, the newsletter, which we put our heart and soul, lay it all on the line every Friday. We get it out there Saturday to all of our subscribers, and we offer two free weeks at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. But you just say, you know what, I don't have time to do all this. Gunderson puts in 10, 11 hours a day into all of this. He's on top of the market daily. Maybe I'll just have him manage my account. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg, and it might just save your neck. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Set up an appointment with one of our advisors. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.